Good morning, everybody, and that should be more of a wake-up call than it's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. In this case, he is more of a wake-up than a cup of coffee. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
We're still battling a little lingering sick over here. Cover your mouth when you cough. We're still battling a little sick over here. I may now have it as well. I don't know, it's been a few days of not wellness over here on my part and his. But that's the season, and I guess winter is the time when stuff dies and waits to be reborn in the spring. And that includes, apparently, your respiratory system. So, we don't really have a topic today. We're just going to sort of riff a little bit and shoot the breeze. Thompson, you're looking at a much more complex version of the periodic table than previously your book was.
I'm trying to find what neptunium is, and what is neptunium's number, and is it radioactive?
Well, it has that symbol, and that means...
it is radioactive!
Yeah, this is a much more advanced... a much more advanced version of the periodic table. It's a much more advanced chart. So let's read the entry for neptunium, 93. So 93 is right there.
Neptunium, okay.
Read what that says.
Traces of neptunium have been found in uranium minerals like this sample. Not enough that you could ever see it. Neptunium is highly radioactive and has only a few...
Applications
in nuclear research.
Research. See, he says nuclear just as good as the last president of the U.S. It's nuclear, Thompson.
Nuclear.
Yeah. Nuclear. It's not nuclear.
Nuclear?
That's wrong. So it's nuclear.
Nuclear?
Right. That's right. So what is your favorite element on this periodic table, Thompson?
My favorite element is xenon.
Ooh, a noble gas. You like the xenon. That's an inert gas.
The xenons are very... You know what xenon's number is? Xenon's number is 54.
Wow. You know, honestly, right now, just out of my heart, I would have to say that today, at this moment, my favorite element is copper. Humble old copper.
Copper? Copper's number is 29.
That's correct.
And I read about zinc. Zinc is very hard, and it can even put itself apart again.
Wow, I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds really cool.
And there's another element called you know, there's another element that's black. It's called iodine.
Iodine. What's the number of iodine?
53.
What does the number mean? What is the number? So 53 is what?
53 is 54.
No, 53 is not 54. 53, what does that number mean? What is that?
That means that it has 53 mounts of weight.
Nope, that's the atomic weight. The 53 refers to the number of electrons in the valent and covalent shells of the atom. That's why it's called the atomic number.
The atomic number?
The atomic number. So all these big numbers are the atomic numbers because it refers to numbers of particles in the atom.
The atom? What's an atom?
An atom is one of the smallest units of matter in the universe.
Ooh. It's...
An atom is made up of a nucleus and a shell of electrons that spin around it at a set distance at an incredible rate, and they're held together. I think it's the strong atomic force holds the nucleus together, and the weak atomic force holds the electrons in their orbit. And they refer to those orbits as the valent and covalent shells.
Space, hey.
And each atom is made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. Protons and neutrons hang out in the nucleus.
But what about Schrödinger's cat?
Oh, Schrödinger's cat has to do with Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. And that
I'm not talking about Schrödinger's cat. Schrödinger's cat.
There is no Schrödinger's cat. Well, if there is, I don't know who Schrödinger is.
A Schrödinger is
if you're talking about person. Schrödinger's cat, are you talking about Schrödinger's cat?
No, I'm talking about Schrödinger's cat.
I don't know, Mr. Schrader.
Schrader is the guy that built all the cats.
Oh, really? There's a central cat production facility, huh?
Yeah, it can make all kinds of cats. Like a cat. Cats, bath, rats, sad cat.
And now we go to the rhyming game. All right. Thank you, 4-year-old, for taking me back. It was getting a little too airy on the show. You had to ground it out, man. Good radio. Good bud. Good work, buddy. Schrader the cat maker.
Schrader the raider bat maker.
Well, hey. We're almost out of time, so I should point out that I'm drinking a cup of Island Blend 365 coffee with some Clover Stornetta half and half and some organic turbinado sugar.
From
I don't know where it's from. They didn't put origin point on the package, which is a damn shame, and I wish they would, so we could thank the people who made the sugar cane that got the sugar. Because it's a
sugar?
It's a tough job what making is, sugar cane.
What is sugar?
Sugar is the crystallized extract of the juices inherent to the cane, sugar cane plant, which looks like big grass, really. I've been in a sugar cane field, and it's very interesting and fun, but it's dangerous, too, because a lot of snakes in there.
You know, when I was 50 years old...
Oh, we got to say goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute.
Got to say shout-outs. Mama, grandmother, godmother, Colin, Lacey, Love,
Brad and Josie.
Brett and Josie, we love you all. Everybody love everybody.
Bye, 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 bye.